AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's delayed threatened U.S. strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure and extended his deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz until April 6th. The U.S. and Iran appear at an impasse over ceasefire talks, with Tehran publicly dismissing Trump's 15-point plan, but he says,
"They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal."
President Trump says he will sign an order instructing the Homeland Security Secretary to immediately pay Transportation Security Administration workers as Congress struggles to reach a deal on Homeland Security funding. Democrats have been demanding reforms to the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations, but the result's been TSA agents going without pay for weeks, leading to hours-long lines at airport security. That's where we spoke to Melissa Gates.
Traveling from Houston to Baton Rouge. So I should have just driven, right? 5 hours would have been hilarious next to this.
And Ed Donahue reports lawmakers in California have voted to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farm Workers Day.
The state holiday is only a few days away, and the vote follows recent accusations of sexual abuse by Chavez. Republican Senator Suzette Valadares says her family built a life in California by working the fields.
This is not about one person. This is not about one narrative. It's about honoring generations of sacrifice, of resilience, and hope. Because no one person owns this story.
Senate President Pro Tempore Monique Limon was thinking about a worker in her district who died after being chased by an ICE agent last summer.
His death is a reminder of how much farm workers risk every day to put food on our table.
Cities across the country have remade or canceled annual celebrations to honor Chavez. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A death in the music world.
Singer-songwriter Daryl Dash Crofts, who teamed up with childhood friend Jim Seals for such top 10 1970s soft rock hits as
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
And
Diamond Girl
has died. Seals and Crofts were native Texans who had known each other since high school, playing together in various groups before becoming a duo in the late 1960s. Crofts' daughter says he died of heart failure after being hospitalized for about a month. Daryl Dash Crofts was 87. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.